Simchuf Beis, we're up to the final Ramah, the final couple of sides on the handout. We're going to go through the final cases of the Ramah and complete Davar Sheyesh Matirin. Actually completing Kuf Kuf Aleph Kuf Beis, which are the three things that are not bottle. The three simonim are one set, the three exceptions to the rules of bittul. Now, I just because I'm afraid I'll forget later. Next Sunday morning, my son is graduating, Yitzhak Hashem. So, some sons are bigger simcha when they let them graduate. Some it's. Baruch Hashem is graduating, and I plan to be at the graduation. I would ask Rabbi Willinger to come and give a share on some of the summer halachas as I have in the past. I just want to make sure that not everybody else, I noticed Tarav Das's graduation is also next Sunday. Most of the island will be here. Is that an affirmative? Yeah? Okay, so I'll ask Rabbi Willinger to come. He has, he's come in the past. Okay, let's try to go through the rules of Davar Sheyesh Matirin, the final rules, and then we're going to do a chazara on not only our Kuf Beis, we'll do a chazara on the whole three simonim that we did. We started this Ramah, let's just start it again, review the first part, the Ramah in Sif Dalet. It's on page 476 in the copies. I understand the order there is not is incorrect, yeah. The Ramah, we learned the first part of this Ramah last week. The Hadda Davar Sheyesh Matirin Ein Batal. Hainu davke mi iser be'en, v'shei shedayim ha'mosha se iser b'karuvis. Aval tamay bot. Davar Sheyesh HaMatirin is not batel when the Davar Sheyesh HaMatirin is there itself. But if it's just tamay batel, the Ramah Shita is that by Davar Sheyesh HaMatirin, tam is batel. V'chein, emeini suri machmas atzmai, if it's not iser itself, it's batel. And therefore, a piece of meat that wasn't salted within the 72 hours of Shechita, just to review quickly, last week I mentioned to you there's something called the Chumras HaGa'inim. It doesn't have a Makar in Shas, but it's a Kliya Halacha Pesuk in Shulchan Aruch. The Chumras HaGa'inim is that if you have fresh meat that was not salted within 72 hours of Shechita, then that meat can no longer be salted. The dam is nisyabesh bay, and the dam is not going to come out with a normal salting. The tzli though works. If you take meat that wasn't used in 70, that wasn't salted in the first 72 hours, you can barbecue it, you can put it on a grill or on a spit and roast it that way. Now, we're not talking about pot roast. If you do it in a pot, it doesn't help because the blood doesn't run and drain away. But if you put it on a spit or on a grill where the blood would drip away, then it's mutter. So that meat, which wasn't salted in 72 hours, that becomes mixed with other meat that was salted in 72 hours. So he brings some will call it a Davar Sheyesh HaMatirin since there's a way of doing it beheter. Afilu hachi b'teila. The Ramah says no, but it is batel. Deini sura ela machmas dam habalu abot. Because it's not issa machmas atzmai, it's issa only because of the dam that's in it. And that does not constitute a Davar Sheyesh HaMatirin. And therefore, the bittel is a bittel. Well, it's dam. See, actually, raw meat, the blood in raw meat that was like pirish b'makin l'makin. The way raw meat is really mutter b'achila, without salt. People are not aware of it. If you rinse off the surface blood of raw meat, and somebody wants, they can eat raw meat. That's true according to all the rishayim except for the Rambam. The Rambam says raw meat is aser. But the Rambam is considered a Pella, it's a Beferish Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah that raw meat is mutter? In Yuma. It says in Yuma that when Yom Kippur came out of Shabbos, and the basar of the chatos of Yom Kippur had to be eaten Friday night, had to be nechel yom v'layla. Obviously on Yom Kippur they couldn't eat it. It had to be eaten the following night. So how are you going to eat it? You can't cook it. So it says, ha-babaloyim shadaitam yafeh. They were Babylonians that liked to eat raw meat. Daitam yafeh means they weren't mufunakim. They would eat raw meat, something like sushi, I guess. And no, nothing like sushi, but okay. And they would eat it on Matzah Yom Kippur. So it appears from the Mishnah that that raw meat is mutar b'achila. Anyway, we paskin that raw meat is mutar b'achila, even if it's unsalted. And what? Biting is a problem. Yeah, every time you bite, you have to rinse it again because every bite, well, the blood that comes on the surface. But so how did that come up? Well, somebody asked about raw meat. But okay. Anyway, back here. So this meat is not a davar shishim. It's bottle because the isadam shabai is not the guf hamit that's aser. It's isa balua
bai. What about the fact that I don't like it sli? I only like it cooked.
All right, that's the FLPK. It's Muteris Batsli. You don't like to wait 24 hours, you have to wait 24 hours. So, it's a normal achilah. What? Right, so that's why he means that it's going to be Aser. When he's saying here the dam is Aser, he means that the dam is going to Aser. When you cook this meat, it's going to ask. If you roast it, it's takamotza. Cook it, it's good. Alright, this din, I believe we did last week. We move to the next. The Ramah here collects four different halachis. We turn to page against Reish Lamed Tes and the photostats on if they're not in the correct order. Now listen to this din. Kol iser shaloi haya nikr kaidim shenis arev. Any iser that was not nicker before it mixed, have a bottle, afal pishu, davishesh emetiri. The Mordechai says the following. Let me tell you the case, it'll be easier. The case the Mordechai is discussing is a case of grape juice. A person has grapes, and he presses the grapes, and he leaves them soaking. And over time, the grape juice drains out of the grapes. Over time, you have your grape juice that comes out. I remember my grandmother last Shalom used to make raisin wine, put in water, and I don't know how you get any liquid out of raisins. You really used to get liquid out of raisins. And over time, the juice comes out. So the case is, you have a gigis malaya anovim. You have a barrel full of pressed grapes. And it's draining over time. On Shabbos, you'd like to take some grape juice for your kiddush or to drink. Problem is, there's a halacha that mashkin shazavu, juice that came out of grapes on Shabbos, is also b'shtia. Mashkin shazavu are asurim. And since mashkin shazavu are asur, any grape juice that drained out on Shabbos is isur. However, this barrel was full of grape juice before Shabbos. You pressed it 3-4 days ago. It's full of grape juice. There's a small amount of grape juice that comes out of the grapes into the grape juice on Shabbos. L'chaira, that would be bottle into the other grape juice. It's a small amount. It's bottle. However, it's a davar shesh lematirin. Because mashkin shazavu, liquid that comes out of fruit on Shabbos, is only also on Shabbos. It's not also after Shabbos. So it's a davar shesh lematirin. All the grape juice should be aser. For that, the Mordechai comes. The Mordechai says no. The rule of davar shesh lematirin only applies when things stood separately and they were mixed. Here, it's nisariv betchilas briyasa. As soon as the grape juice came out of the grapes, it already fell directly into the juice of heter. And anything that was not nikkur previously is considered to be a bottle. It's not a davar shesh lematirin. This is a kula that it's not a davar shesh lematirin in such a situation. You would have a similar case if you have ice cubes that melt on Shabbos. The water, that the cold water that you get in the bottom of the ice cube utensil, whatever's on the ice cubes, that water is a machlokes rishonim, if it's osur, if it's considered noilad, and it's osur, we paskin that except makom tzairuch, we paskin that it's osur. The water left at the bottom of the ice cubes is isur, because it's noilad. Yet, if you put an ice cube into your soda, and the water melts into your soda, we don't say it's osur because you have some noilad water in there. Why don't we say it's osur?
It's osur for what, by the way?
It's osur betiltel and b'shniya. Yeah, it would be...
You can't use it for my machrinim, right.
It's noilad. The Mishnah Berurah says it could be mekel b'makom tzairuch. He doesn't say it's aragadol. Because the machlokes is that this type of noilad is osur. But shalai b'makom tzairuch is osur. We don't say that if the ice cube melts into your soda, that it's iser, because it's bottled into the soda. Actually, it's not even noilad because it never stands by itself. What? So that's the issue of noilad. The truth is, when it melts straight into the soda, it's mutter anyway, even without the smardachai, because there's no noilad on something that was not noilad b'snei atzmai. But in the case of the grape juice is the case. Look at the shakid base. The case of the ice cubes are mutter anyway. It's a bad example. Yeah, look at yud base. The shach brings the case of the grapes. Shakid base. Kagoyin gigis malei anavim b'utim. A barrel full of pressed grapes. Voya by harbe yayin sol koidim ha-shabas. And there was a lot of clear wine. Clear wine, he means wine that already flowed out of the grapes. Koidim ha-shabas. Mutar likach b'shabes min hayayin, afal pi shiyotze gam ato min ha'anavim, kol shah, even though it's constantly draining from the grapes, if you mishnah is batel b'mash shiyotze kvar, because the new juice is bottled in the old juice. Ve'im bo'y mishnah dovi sheshem atirin, me'acha shaloi hoya olav shem yayin b'fnei atzmai me'olam, since this wine was never wine unto itself, ever, therefore, it's mutar.
What can be asked here?
Mashkishazavu, there's an Isid Rabbanon, a Mashkishazavu. If you take grapes, and even if you don't do a malacha, just the juice comes out on its own, that's an Isid Rabbanon.
That
means that when the juice came out, it came directly into the grape juice. So if it would have come separately and dripped down, it would be different.
What if there were some grapes on top, which were in the air?
Look, if the ones on top were wet, they're full of grape juice, which is usually the case anyway. So whatever comes out is bottled to the juice on it. If they were dry and droplets came out on them themselves, you'd be right, and that would be it.
That's the head to by ice cubes also. If there's water in there, they go right.
See, by ice cubes is really a separate head, because by noilad, if it wasn't noilad, if they answer me, I'll never answer. So that's why the example sounds good, but it's really would be mutter there anyway. Okay, now, what?
Are we doing the rest of the shop?
The ice water is
mukta because of it's a machlaik, because that has a din noilad. Well, you can take it off the table because of graf shel rei. You're allowed to take mukta off a table, just like you can take the pits or the bones off the table. Anything that doesn't belong there, if it doesn't belong, anything that doesn't belong is a graf shel rei. If you're cleaning off the table, it doesn't belong there, then it's a graf shel rei. The best thing is when you have ice cubes to put in a little water beforehand, so it's bottled as it melts into an ice cube tray, into a bowl of ice cubes. Yeah. What?
So if you add water to the ice cubes before you put...
Yeah, if you put water on the bottom, then tipa is bottled as it melts. You know, when we were kids, we used to use these squeegee ices we used to have in the pirche. So it's the same thing with the liquid that's left on the bottom. It's totally in this machlokes. If that juice that's left on the bottom is nylon or not. It's too much. You can't tell kids not to eat it. It's a bucket of syrup.
Shabbos.
No.
So on Shabbos...
What can be awesome with that?
The Chazal made a gezeirah on Mashkin Shazavu. Any juice that flows out of fruit, that's normally eaten.
What's the Mashkin Shazavu have to do with that?
Because after Shabbos it'll be blitzed.
It's mixing with the grape juice.
Okay, now what's interesting here is that there's a Peladik Akasha on this din. There's another Mordechai in Hilchis Tarubis, the following. The Mordechai is going on a Gemara that appears in two places. One is in Yevamos, you're going to have it. Yevama Sharaka Kodam. A Yevama, you know, has to spit at the Chalitza. And we're machmir that it should be. We're very, if you ever went to a chalitza, we're very machmir that the spit should be pure right. We know that we tell the chalitza not to eat that morning, etc. But technically, the Mishnah says the halacha is yavama who spits blood. She's bleeding in her mouth or something, and she spits blood. Yavama sharaka kadam is yatzi de chalitza. It's kosher. Not possible. She's spitting blood from her mouth. There's got to be some saliva that's mixed into the blood. And since there's some saliva mixed in, so therefore, it's fine. There's a similar din in Bava Kama that Zav, somebody's Tumma Zav, that's mashed in Meraglayim. So, Efshar. Since his plumbing in his body has got ziva inside, we assume every time he's matal meraglayim, there are droplets of ziva mixed in, so that whatever comes out is metame. Now it means you can't see it. We're saying ef shabali. That means you can't see it in the blood. You don't see any saliva. If you saw it, of course it's mutter. We have a Kabbalah that it's ef shah that a woman will spit down without tzuchei reik. Or that a zav will be matan araglayim without tzuchei ziva. So he's taking gemara. Frek the Mordechai Akasha, the Mordechai is in Chulin. He says, "What do you mean? It's bottle. It's bottle. If the reik is a small amount of reik mixed into the dam, so it should be bottle. It should really be bottle even bereif. Right? It's not telling the sinas tam. So it should be bottle bereif. So the reik is as if it's not there. When things are bottle, it's as if they're not there." And the ziva in the meraglayim should be bottle. That's the Mordechai's kash. So Mordechai answers. Now listen carefully. He says we do not say bittel when you have things that in this arev betchilas briyasam. If things are originally created when they came out into the visible world, they're a mixture. Now obviously in the body the blood was separate, but it means when they come out into the world, it's a mixture. Of Nisar B'tchilas B'riyasan, we don't say bittel. There's no bittel on Nisar B'tchilas B'riyasai, and therefore the Reich and the Dam is considered Reich, and the Ziva and the Eraglayim is considered Ziva. As I state in the Mordechai, this is the Mordechai's Chumra that you don't say bittel on Nisar B'tchilas B'riyasai. Okay, by the Chalutza comes out to be a Kula, but because she wants the Reich to be there, but you don't say bittel on Nisar B'tchilas B'riyasai. So the Pella is that the Adam Mordechai says you do not say bittel on this Arab Tchilas Priyas. Here, and it says this is a Mordechai too, the Mordechai says, Kol Issa Shaloya Nicha Kaidusha Nisarev, in the case of the grape juice, it wasn't because this grape juice was not Nicker, it originally came into the world mixed. We do say bittel, even if it's a Dov Shesha Matirin, we say bittel. It's mehepach ala hepach. In one place he says that you don't say bittel at all. Even it's not a davish rishon matira. The yirvamish rachik kadam. You say the reich is there, and over here we say that we do say bittel even if it's a davish rishon matira. It's a plea. The two
more.
Okay,
so what's the svar over there?
I'll get this far. What? So the answer is, well, what you're saying, the answer is in the Krefu place, he asked the Kasha here, and the Noid Behuda has a Tshuva as well that you sent to, in the Pisrei Tshuva, I think, sends you to it, Pisrei Tshuva test. But the answer is the following difference. They say, there, by Yevama Sharaka Kadam, both things, the Mizbatel and the Mevatel, the blood and the Reich came out into the visible world simultaneously bitarubis. So there he says it's not bottle. I'll explain this far in a minute. There he says it's not bottle. Over here, the mevatel was in the world previously. The whole barrel full of grape juice existed previously. It was there. It's just the new grape juice which falls in. the mizbatel. So there, the mivatel has the advantage that it stood by itself separately, and therefore it is able to be mivatel something that comes into it afterwards. It overpowers it, so to speak. The only time the Mordechai said it's chumra that it's not badul is when both things come into the world simultaneously. The reason for that is a piece in the Shari Yosha. Reb Shimon has in Shar Gimel, I think it's Perchov Beis, has a nice explanation. He says bittul is only taruvis. You have A, you have B, and they mix. You have taruvis. You can talk about bittul. Bittul has to be two separate things. Something that exists as a combination of things, that's its metzius. So it comes into the world as a combination of two things. That's the metzius of this thing. This thing is something which is 90% this and 10% that. That's not bittul. That's the definition. But that's not bittul. Bittul is taruvis. When you have A and B, you have two things that mix. All the cases we learn it from are cases of separate things that are bottled. They're not cases of things that mitchilas briyasai. That's the way. That's the taich of the thing.
If the whole existence is insignificant, then that's worse than bittul. It's nothing. The whole existence is nothing. Bittul is you have something and
it is significant. We're saying that it is significant. It's just a small amount of the taruvus. Okay, this is the din. This comes up in Hilchos Shechita as well. In Hilchos Shechita. In Hilchos Shechita, there's a case. I don't know if we'll ever get to Hilchos Shechita. We learned most sections of Yeridaya over these last dozen years. I don't think we ever thought about doing Hilchos Shechita. But what? What? You work our way backwards, yeah. But in Hilchos Shechita, there's a concept. You all know there's something called a ben pekuah. A ben pekuah is a baby animal whose mother was shechted when the baby was in the womb, and that baby animal, in our Torah, is considered shkuta. You can have a ben pekuah that stuck out its hand, it was in the middle of being born when the mother was shechted. The hand is iser, that it stuck out, the rest of the body is heter. You have such an animal. I don't think you'll ever meet one, but they were shechting it as it was giving birth, the mother. These animal rights, the PETA people would love to get a picture of a shechting an animal during childbirth. Eh? Yeah. During baby, I don't know, childbirth, they call it during labor. Anyway, this animal now has a leg of iser, and the rest of the animal is heter. And now it's born. It's a regular, looks like a regular animal. And it gives milk. What's the din of that milk? The din of that milk, Vaiter, Lechaira, should be totally in the Shiloh. That milk comes from an animal. We assume the milk comes from the whole body. That's the way we look at the at milk that comes from an animal. It comes from an animal which is partially Yisr and mostly Heter. So that milk is a Taruvis, a milk of Yisr and milk of Heter. The iser is any milk that's created by the leg of the animal is iser. It stuck out its hand during shechita.
Yeah,
so it's excluded from the shechita.
Bepekul
is mutter. But the hand is iser. The hand that was out is iser.
Why is that different than any other?
What?
Can you chef
that bento cool
later on?
If it was completely
boned. No, the leg will never be moved.
The leg will
never be moved. No, Eva Menachai, you're asking.
If you chef that, that's different than any other cow.
Why?
Why is this leg, these different than any
other cow? The Gemara asks, why is milk mutter? Every milk comes from an animal that's Eva Menachai. That's Isser, so it should be. So the Gemara answers, you learn it from a pasuk. Which pasuk? So the Gemara brings two pasukim. It brings Eretz Avos Chol V'Devash, but it brings that second. The first pasuk it brings is when David went to visit his brothers before the mice of Goliath, he brought them gevina, he brought them cheese. So we see that it's mutter. Now, why you have to bring gevina if you could bring Eretz Avos Chol V'Devash? So that's a kasha. Then we spoke about it 20 years ago.
But what about this case?
So I guess we'll learn that out of the same pasuk. Anything that's in every animal, you're going to lose because the pasuk says chalav is mutter. Any techetipsi you're going to find, so you're going to be stuck. It's only ben pekuah itself is heter. There's no problem.
The leg is
this leg is iser. Because it was outside the animal during Shechita. The mother animal min haTorah is geshachted, and you can't do a Shechita just on the leg. The veil, what? No. This of the leg is ain't a shkuta. It's machlekes rishonim. Rashi Taisus, what the issa ain't a shkuta? Is it the veil or if it's a continuation of Eva Benachai? But
why is it worse than any other?
Because it's some that has no head to b'shkita. I'm married Mokim Anilof. This is $7 of the shkita. Okay, let's get back to the Avshesh. Okay, so we learned in the Ramah. If one egg was born on Shabbos,
we had that
Shabbos. So that's also that was obviously laid on Shabbos. The egg couldn't come from anywhere else. Oh, you mean you can't tell which is which? No, so that's not called that nicker. That nicker means it's in a taruv, it's in a mixture. So I'm saying there, that's another hechatinsa of this case of Nisara v'tchilas b'yasai. That's really, I believe, what the Levi Yehuda the Tshuva is going on, is this case of Nisara v'tchilas b'yasai. Okay. Right. It's a miyot, but it's... Yes. So that would be a case. There would be enough gemina. What was saying? Because there, the ma'ariv. The Rabbi Kivager brings another case. Rabbi Kivager, a shaloi hoya nicker. Says here a chiddush. The Rabbi Kivager starts shaloi hoya nicker. He says mizera nila afi anias daiti hu adin. Nisarif kemach chitim bekemach soirim. You have a mixture of flour. Flour coming from wheat and flour coming from barley. And after they were mixed, the person made a neder, he's not going to have a nor from kemachitim. The bottle. That if the kemachitim is a miyot, then it's bottle in the kemachsayrim. After the dorim havadosha shematirin, even though we're going to learn in a minute the next Ramah, that nedarim is a davisha shematirin, because you could be shayal on your neder. So why is this chalav, this kemach b'one bottle and that koch kemach b'komokah? B'tchilas chaloi se'isr hu ma'uriv. Here, when the person made the neder, it was already in a mixture. V'loi nikro lav she'misa me'yaylam. K'enles da'iti poshit. T'loi k'mashkazim seif makar chayim al chespesach. He says, in that case, it's bottle. Kemach b'kemach is bottle. The only problem is, davisha shematirin, he can be make a neder. But here, it's nisariv b'tchilas ha'isr. It's nisariv from the first moment that the person made it isr, he called it an isr. It's already b'tarubis. So he says, in that case,
it's bottle.
Excellent. So Reb Shimon, in the Shari Yosher, says, he disagrees with Reb Akiva Eger, he agrees with the Makar Chayim at the end. He says, this is different. What's the whole svara? The svara is that something never stood by itself separately, and it falls into a mixture, then it's bottle. The kemach really did stand separately. It fell into a mixture, just wasn't isser. It became isser later. So in that case, Reb Shimon holds that it is that this rule doesn't apply. In other words, we have a rule, the Mardukai's rule here, which is a kula. The Adash Yishamatim is bottle if it's nesar v'tchilas b'riyasai. So Rabbi Kiva Eger extends it to a case where it's not chilas briyasai. The kemach was born as regular kemach, as chitim, this is sirim. Later it mixed. In that case, where it wasn't really nisar, but chilas briyasai, then Rabbi Kiva Ega holds it still, you say this kula, because when you gave it a shein isser, it was already v'taruvus. Nesivis holds, the Makar Chaim is in Nesivis, and Rav Shimon holds like that, then if the mitzias, it was separate beforehand, then this the kula doesn't apply. It's not the Sabbath Chilas Briyasa. It wasn't created in a mixture. The Isser came after it was mixed. But it wasn't
created in a mixture. What is the case of that?
The grape juice that falls straight into the other grape juice. grape juice of Isser, then as soon as it comes out of the grape, it falls into the grape juice of Het.
It should be like the white, though. Because they're together at the time the Isser started, then they're together. It shouldn't be. Well, Rabbi is saying it's bottled, but it's not like the grape juice that flowed in. They were together to begin with. From the
Mitzchilas Isser, they're together. I mean, here, even like Rabbi Kiva Eger, here, Mitzchilas Isser, they were equal. No one was more than the other. You're right.
It
should be the other type of Tchilas Priyasa.
That's what I would.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, so I have to look at the Rav Shimon. Maybe that's the time he says. I have to look at it again. But anyway, you're right. Okay. Okay, so we did two pieces in the Ramad. The piece we have from last week, that something's not an Issa Machmas Atzmai, is not a Dosh Hashem Matirin. This Chomra, this Kula, that it's bottled, even those Dosh Hashem Matirin, by the grape juice. Number three, Misha Nodar. Misha Nodar Midovar Echov, in the Sarav Achakach, Lididei Mikri Dosh Hashem Matirin. A person made a Nader, and after that it fell into a mixture. Because it's possible for him to be shoyel on his neder. The Pesachei Tshuva brings an yud from a number of paiskim. That's not just because it's efshel lishol al nidrei, but because mitzvah lishol al nidrei. It's really a mitzvah. If a person makes a neder, it's a mitzvah to be shoyel. A person's not supposed to taiva shalai tidar. A person's not supposed to make nedarim. If someone makes a neder, he's supposed to be matir his neder. And that's the reason that's explained here in the Pesachei Tshuva.
That's tomorrow.
What? That a person is supposed to be shayel.
That's why. The Lord says, kidam
is your matir.
It says kidam. It doesn't say kidam, but it's a perishing mar.
Dafnun tes? The Gros says, Sham, Dafnun tes.
What if it to be paid to be shoyel on okay. Neder? Are you required to pay money to a chacham?
Not required to pay.
No,
The Rabbi Kiva Eger, which is the Pesachei Tshuva sends you to, has interesting shaila. A person made a neder, listen to this, he made a neder, he's not going to eat nevela. Apparently he had a yetzahara to eat nevela. So he made a neder, he's never going to eat nevela. He asked all the nevela in the world on himself. So wonderful, No mitzvah to be shayel on that neder. So subsequently, he this nevela fell into shishim. It fell in this piece of nevela fell into chicken soup, and there was bottled the shishim. So what's the dinner of the chicken soup? It's mutter. The chicken soup is mutter. But 1 minute, the Issa Nevela is bottle. The Issa Neder should be a Dov Shesha Matirin. The Issa Neder should be a Dov Shesha Matirin because, and it shouldn't be bottle. Because Lamaisa, he has two Issurim. He has Issa Neder and he has an Issa Nevela. The Issa Nevela is bottle. Well, what about the Issa Neder? In Shvua Chal Shvua. By Neder. By neder, all right. There are ways in which it is chal. If he asks it any time, the neder is more than the previous iser, it would be chal. Actually, it says shvur chal shvur. It always says by neder. So let's say he asks it.
No, he asks by no. Then it should be
So the question is a dosh shematirin? And dosh shematirin. Is not bottle. So the chayrit should not be bottle. The question is, he's not supposed to be shy on such a thing. What? The Pesach to be matir? Had he known it's going to fall into such a taruvis, when the nevela is going to become mutter, he wouldn't have asked it on himself. So the Kivega creates one of those svaris. He says the following. He says, it's not a dosh hashem matirin because there's no mitzvah to be shayim on such a neder. A neder against the veilah, there's no mitzvah to be shayim. But in this case, it creates a brand new iser, which will be only in this neder and not in this veilah. It should be a mitzvah to be shayim. on the neder. Because it's creating a new iser. So it should be a mitzvah to be shayel on the neder. But if it's bought, if you're going to say it's not a darshei shematirin, because it's not a mitzvah to be shayel, then it'll be bottle. Then there's no mitzvah to be shayel. If you're going to say that you could be mavat, that you could be, that the iser is there, then it is a mitzvah to be shayel, then it is a darshei shematirin. You understand? Either way, it's no good. If you're going to say that's a darshei shematirin, so then it's a mitzvah to be shayel. So then it's good that it should be a darshei shematirin. On the other hand, if you're going to say it's not a mitzvah to be shayel, then it's bottle. And then it's not a mitzvah to be shayel. In other words, it works either way. It's Kivagas suffix is, should you say A or B? Both of them make sense. Should you say there's no mitzvah to be shayel on this neder? Since there's no mitzvah to be shayel, it's bottle. So vayte, there's no mitzvah to be shayel. Or should you say no, there is a mitzvah to be shayel? Because the issa nevela falls off. The issa nevela falls off, then it's a doshe shematirin. Doshe shematirin, it's a neder. And if, when it creates its own, then there is a mitzvah to be shayel. And then it shouldn't be bottle. There's a mitzvah to be shayel. What? We're not shayel on the dorim that have dina yisur in them. When we ma'amat the neder erev Rosh Hashanah, we say chutz min nidrei yisur. Any neder you make on isurim, we're not shayel. That's the whole reason you have to be mefarad the neder. You have to be mefarad so that the person who's being matin knows that's not nidrei yisur. So
I don't understand what the Rav said.
What I'm saying is that there are two possible conclusions. Okay, each makes sense, and the question is which one we should take. If you assume there's no mitzvah to be shayel on this neder, so then it remains a regular iser, now darshei shematirin, and then it's bottle b'shishim. There's no problem.
Okay,
so that'll be a logical conclusion. On the other hand, you could say that this taruvis, the iser neder here, stands by itself, and therefore you should be shayel on it. And if you could be shayel on it, then it's a darshei shematirin, and it's not bottle. Okay, and it stands by itself.
So
and therefore you should be shayel on the neder, as long as you're not, it's not bottle. You can't both be right. The first conclusion was the reverse. I'm telling you two conclusions which are opposites.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Okay.
That was a darshei shematirin, only total.
Okay, you have to learn Hilchus. We have to learn Hilchus Nedarim. It's another part of your day we didn't learn. But for other people, it'll be Mutta. Yeah, for other people, it'll be Mutta. All right. So that was number three, Nedarim. Number four, the bottom line. I mentioned this to you last week. Davar sheyesh leheta v'chayze v'nasa. If you have something that's iser, it will have a heter, and the iser will come back. Kegoyim. Chametz bePesach. Loi mikri davar sheyesh shematirin. What do you mean davar sheyesh shematirin? It's going to have an iser again. The yesh chalkin bezeh Rambam. Machlokes the Rambam in the Mordechai. If chametz bePesach is a davar sheyesh shematirin, we all know chametz bePesach asas b'mashu. So the machlokes is why chametz bePesach asas b'mashu. If you hold that's a davar sheyesh shematirin, so that's why chametz asas b'mashu. It has a heti after Pesach. If you hold it's not a davar sheyesh shematirin, then the reason is because it's a chumrah of chametz, which is very chamor, that it's a sahana and it's a sabayimatzei. So therefore, chazal wa machmir, this is a machlaikis, the Rambam and the Mordechai. Now, listen carefully, it's very geschmack what this machlaikis is telling. When we started davar sheyesh shematirin, we learned there are two reasons for davar sheyesh shematirin, Rashi's reason and the Ran's reason. Why is the davar sheyesh shematirin not bottle? Rashi's reason, which was brought in Taz Aleph, was ad shetechlenu be'isa techlenu behetim. Why be mevatel today? I have an eitzah. I can wait till tomorrow and eat it behetim. That was Rashi's reason. According to Rashi's reason, What should be the din of chametz on Pesach? It should also be a davar shayshem hatir. Asher techlanu beyaseh, techlanu beheter. On Pesach, and this is the raisa to eat it, you have to come on to bittul. After Pesach, the issa goes off, this is the raisa goes off. So therefore, like the Rashi's reason, chametz bePesach should be a davar shayshem hatir, which stems with the Rambam. Rashi stems with the Rambam. Who cares next Pesach this will come back? So what? The Ran had a different reason. The Ran's reason, you remember, was that Min b'minay min ha-Torah is not bottled. Rabbi Yehuda said Min b'minay min ha-Torah is not bottled. We hold Min b'minay is bottled because we hold Heter into Isser is considered Min b'ein ha-minay. And compared to the case of right, min b'minay l'batul, we learn from Dama Sawyer, Dama Par, and Dama Sawyer on Yom Kippur. You mix the blood, and it's each one stands by itself. So we hold heter beheter is not batul, heter beiser is batul. So the Ran said that dosh shematirin has a shem heter, since it's heter, heter beheter is not batul, like it's min b'minay l'batul, because it has a shem heter, it's heter beheter. According to that, the Mardechai is right. Chametz will never have a shame heter. It's always going to be something which is also on Pesach. It's always going to have whatever the issa chametz is will always be there. There'll never be a moment that from now on it's going to be heter since it's chayz of anasa. So the Mardechai holds of the Ran's reason that has to have a shem heter beheter in order to be dosh shem hatirin. Chametz never gets a shame heter. The Rambam holds of Rashi's reason. That's what this machloek is totally in. I don't know of any cases where this comes up on Nafkamina Halacha L'maisa. If you think of any other things that are Nesar V'chaza V'hutta V'chaza V'nesar, it's a rear Metzias. But anyway, this is the machloek of Mordechai. And the Rambam, the explanation I gave is here in the Aruch HaShulchan. You've obviously could have every.
If you got mixed it, you say bittul or not.
Okay, good.
Is that true about
Hanukkah? Oil of Hanukkah. You're right, because it's mutal, it's archi mitzvah, so it'll be a tzuftal mitzvah, say. So, in a sense. You see, there it's never dosh shem hatir in the first place. It's the iser. It's not a tzuksel mitzvah, so it's also for everything else always. Just no hechet tips of doing the mitzvah. Demai could be demai, which Chazal were matir demai in certain cases, or the Gemara says they were matir tumas amoretz on yantiv. So it could also be chayz of aneser. Yeah, nothing
else.
So have you. What?
I'm havetz in Shabbos. My is okay.
Because it's not for shakar on Shabbos. But once you believe him on Shabbos, you believe him already for good.
No, before you couldn't believe him.
I understand. But it's not the same food that changes. The belief that changes. All right, the last part of this Ramah. Why do we mikra shemesh ametir and eilin kain hutta l'misha nasar? If you have something which will become mutter to most people, but not to everybody, you know, the halacha is that if a yid does malacha on Shabbos, the sheet of the Mechaber Ramah is that it's aser loy la'olam ulacherim mutter l'mitzay Shabbos. Somebody's mevashel b'mezid. So it's aser loy la'olam ulacherim lacha Shabbos. So now, if this falls into a taruvis, it falls into a mixture, so it has to be, it's dosh shem hatir only if it's nis, if it's huta l'misha nesa. If it's avalam nisha l'echad l'aylam aser, then it's not a dosh shem hatir. So here, where for this one person, it's going to blive iser forever, so for him, it's going to, it's not a dosh shem hatir. The Pesachei Tshuva brings a Magen Avraham who explains this, the Pesachei Tshuva Yudbeis. A number of the Mefarshim on the page send you the Gomer Vava and the Yad Avraham. The Pesachei Tshuva brings it. Ayin b'magin Avram, simin, I think it's supposed to be shin yud ches, not shin ches.
Yeah.
You have a correction. Well, you have shin yud ches.
Yeah.
Okay, here it's shin ches. Sivkot and bay, shakas of the mayri shin nisar of achara Shabbos. This is talking that it's mixed after Shabbos. Avam nisar boi b'yayim. If on Shabbos someone cooks b'mezid and falls into taruvis, osir loy, it's osir. Now, this comes out of the weirdest case. On Shabbos, Reuven cooks. He's a mummer. He cooks on Shabbos. And he cooks, he makes a coffee. And he cooks something. So that's usher now for everybody. Right? He cooks on Shabbos, that's usher for everybody. After Shabbos, it'll be mutter to everybody else. It'll remain usher to him forever. So let's work this out. Now let's say, what? B'mezid. It's usher loy loy lam. Fachayim, it's mutter after Shabbos. Okay? Okay, look in the Tezvav, in the Shach. Okay, the Mezid or Salai. Now, this falls on Shabbos into a mixture. Is it bottle? For him. So for him, it's bottle. For everybody else, it's a Dosh Hashem Matirin. For everybody else, it's going to be Osir till after Shabbos. Yitziva ba'arav v'kiyura b'shmei shemai. It's the opposite svara. What? You have a chetimsa where for him, so zokta magen Avram, I am magen Avram, the mayush and the sar of achara Shabbos. Avon the sar of boi b'yayim, osur loy, hoyel v'chal dovish Hashem atir la'acherim. Once it's called Hashem atir for everybody else, it's also for him as well.
Like
that's what he says. We're not, it has a shem dovish Hashem atir. It can't be more cool than dick. For him than for everybody else. So that's this this last thing. What? Those is what? Says it is mutter for him and us for everybody. What? Yes, the other way though is illogical. For him it should be more something that's a knas, some that works out that way works out that way. But something that's a knas, so that's not so mustaver. What I did is I made chazara sheets. I was giving you on topic tests. Since I can't give them a chiddur without giving out sheets first, so pass these around. So I made on these three simanim a bunch of sheets.
How
as
does
well.
That work out, Lagabi? Lagabi and Nether, something that was Osiral's Nether. So that's also the same kind of thing.
Soviet saucer.
A person made a nether.
What's everybody else? Is mutter. Else. See, if everybody else, it's just mutter. There's no.
Yeah, but why don't. That's not. There's no reason to stop.
I apologize for the poor quality of the copy. It's not a fault of Shurin Associates. 2 weeks, I'll get permission. Alright, this is Kuf Kuf Aleph Kuf Beis. There should be. Are there extra ones around here? Do me a favor. Go into the study. There were a few more copies that we even were. So I left them on the machine. I can resolve it. Okay? I think they're on the machine. We'll have more, some more copies in a minute. The. What? Is mana botzir, this abot comes off. Okay. So you have the is mana botzir even last year's is mutter? Chadash, once it becomes het, it doesn't become isser again. Never becomes isser in het. I basically, this cook, you have a few more. Strawberries become. yeah, just go through the whole thing is going to be a little difficult. I'd like to point out you have kuf, which is beria in a bottle, kuf alef chaticha reilus chabed in a bottle, kuf beis dav sheshed matirin in a bottle. Dav sheshed matirin, as I said when we started it, has a kula and a chumra, which is right on the first line. Dav sheshed matirin in a bottle, rak b'minai. You have to remember, dav sheshed matirin is only min b'minai, does not apply to min be'enai minai. Gam sveika yasir, it has a chumrah, it's a kula that it's only min be'enai. And as a chumrah that sveika yasir, that a suffix with osha shematilin, where asir, mashen came by chatichor leschabed, and beria. Those are the differences between the first two and the third one. Those are the it's something to remember. Now, each of these, I pointed out that there are four criteria for each of the categories. Just to go through it quickly, in Simin Kuf, the four criteria of Beria is Hayu Baichius. Now, this is very confusing to people. You know that if you eat a pistachio nut or a peanut, an almond, a whole almond, so there's a din of Beria that the Yerushalmi holds, you have to make a Baruch Achrayna even if it's less than the shear. If you eat a barrier, the Gabi Hilchis Brachis, and we pass it. It's a suffix. A person should try to be it's some other way. But the din of barrier Hilchis Brachis is different than the din of barrier here. Here it's only Hoya Bechius. It's only something that was once alive that had life. If it never had life, even an egg with a Ephraiah is considered once had life. But a chita or a peanut is not a barrier for these halachas. Lafuki chita. Number two, asa b'tchilas b'riyasai, as you saw, that's asa from when it was created, lafuke nevela. Number three, shalem, a beria has to be whole, lafuke nisraseik, not if it's mashed up or cut up. Number four, in yecholeik ein shmayalav, as he something that when it's a beria it has a name, and when it's cut up, it loses the name, lafuke chaylev, even though it has chiyus, it would be a beria. But in Yechalek, Eichmayalav, those are the four criteria. Therefore, I mentioned to you in Hilchos Beria that we only have the insect issue with Beria. The entire Shaila is only to do with insects. There are no other cases of Beria that come up halacha l'maisim. We spoke then about Teilo and Bekemach, Stade Kula, the question that many generations struggled with, which is the worms that are found in flour. The first kula was noilad b'pri talush shari rak b'loy pirish. That means it's an important halacha that something, an insect that's born and was never shayritz ala karaka, it never crawled on the earth, it never crawled on the fruit when it was on the earth, it only was created in the fruit or in the flour. You take clean flour, you pack it in a bag, and now when you open it, There are insects there that apparently there were eggs that hatched. Those insects are not the noilad b'pritolush. It's shari rak b'lay pirishu. It has to be they didn't go off and come back. They go off and come back, then they become iser.
Come at the inside of the container.
But in this case it's mutter. Now we are machmir if it was pirish onto the inside of a bag or the inside of a container, we're machmir. But the prichadash is mekel, it's a machloikis. It's a limit schus on this case that there are those who are mekel, in the case of the flower, was put in the bag without insects, even if the insects come later.
Just throw the insect out and eat the rest of it.
It definitely should.
No, I'm saying, what's the
I'll give you the flower, you'll throw out the insects and give you the rest of the flower.
What's your mekel on?
I'm eating the insects. This cool is that you can eat the insects.
Oh, but eat the insects.
Right. And the second thing, Yeshaimlin. Now this was really the big chiddush we had, the crazy of Lacy. Yeshaimim lo mikri nesa metchilas b'riyasei ubatel. The chiddush of the crazy of Lacy, the pischei tshuva aleph, it says in parentheses, was a chiddush lakula, which we had in the Matthew on the side as well, that this is not called nesa metchilas b'riyasei, because even if the insect was pirish, even if it did crawl away, but when it was first created, it was in the flower or it was in the vegetable. That's not nesa metchilas b'riyasai, and therefore it's not a beria, and therefore it's bakal. That's the second thing. That's the second kul. And the third, the nisvashel, the suffik nimuach, habisvek sveko mutter. Now with the strawberries, they're telling everyone that if it's cooked strawberries or if it's in a cake, that you could be makel. That's the ramos kula of svek sveko. That any time you cook cabbage, even if you didn't check for bugs, you have a svek sveka, suffik if the insect is there, And even if it is there, a suffik, it was nimuach in the bishul.
So
it's important. Svek svek, lechatchila, you're not being vatal as lechatchila. But.
That what Rabbi says also?
What do you mean?
Rabbi said that's what they say.
No, that's a heter. That's a heter. If it's cooked.
So if you served that, you could always eat it.
If you served it, you can eat it. Now, I mentioned that in broccoli, it would still be a problem. Anything that's vada, most of it's a lion. Yeah, if you have, let's say there's certain brands of Czech broccoli not everyone uses. That's some are Mekel, some are Machmir. So a Czech, there's no such thing as Czech broccoli. There has to be that it was cleaned some way. It's not possible to check the florets of broccoli. But if you have broccoli that was grown in greenhouses where some have sharem use it, some don't, there are a few brands today that are that way, that some use, some don't use. So that product, I assume, is at least, it's not vaday talayim, it's just, unless it's just a sham, the whole thing. You know, if it's a mir ha-motzi, which is aser, but a mir ha-motzi is a safik, and if that's cooked, so that would be like cabbage or the strawberries, if they're cooked, even though the strawberries are very infested means that they're finding a bug in every strawberry. It doesn't mean that it's crawling all over the place with these things. What?
That's more than mir ha-motzi.
All right, I think there would be, if you take plain strawberries, it's more than a mir ha-motzi. Now, we were here the other time with the different people who came. Everyone brought strawberries to the place they give the hechsher, you know. And we brought from Mountain Fruit, somebody else brought from, everyone brought, they brought from Lakeland, they brought from Muncie. We had, in this room last week, strawberries from all over the tri-state area. And they were pretty much all the same. The only ones that you couldn't find the bugs, sometimes they get squashed. In the packaging, it's very hard to find them once it's pressed, because then they go in. But all the whole strawberries, bugs were found. And I was only here for a little while. It doesn't take long to be able to start finding them. What? Yeah, but if you wash it, it's a liat tamatzu. Raspberry jam is the same, yeah. Not to do it lechatchila, but to eat it lechatchila.
Yeah.
Shouldn't raspberries be like broccoli?
It's diet. If he's doing it for you, there'll be a problem with lechatchila. But most likely, he thinks it's hatter, and he thinks it's more tertiary. What? No, Poland's doing mostly for Goyim. There's no problem. We mentioned that with the whiskies. If they're mevatel for mostly Goyim, then it's. All right, I'll leave the other two parts for you to review. And now next week, I'll ask Rabbi Williger to come. So our final share will be 2 weeks from now. I don't think we'll start Kuf Gimel. We'll give a share on one of the other topics.